Republican Alistair Adell has won the race for Maricopa County Attorney. Adell was appointed to the position last year. She is the first woman to serve as county attorney and is now the first woman to be elected to the office. It was a very close race, which Adell won with just 51% of the vote. And here to tell us more is KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young, who has been covering that race. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Okay, so let's talk about first what Adell focused on in her campaign. What was her main message?
Well, she really highlighted her track record, having already spent a year in this office. And she's tried to separate herself from her predecessors and show that she's working toward changing the office. She has pointed out that under her leadership, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office released a new data dashboard in an effort to be more transparent about the cases they prosecute. That followed a lawsuit over transparency issues that the ACLU had filed against her predecessor. Adell also points out that she did away with a fee for defendants to participate in a diversion program to avoid felony charges to allow more people to take advantage of that. And she says she's really trying to move the office toward a treatment-first approach for drug-related cases.
And we've had such a focus this year, Katie, on racial justice, police violence. How did that play out in this race?
That was a huge issue. Amid nationwide protests over police use of force, there was a lot of attention on the death of Deion Johnson here in Arizona. He was a 28-year-old Black man killed by a state trooper during a traffic stop in Phoenix. And in September, leading right up to election season, Adell announced her office would not pursue criminal charges against that trooper. And Adell's opponent, the Democrat challenger, Julie Gunigal, she pointed out Adell had endorsements from police associations. And Gunigal said that that relationship between the Maricopa County Attorney's Office and police presented a conflict of interest when it came to this type of case. So Gunigal was pushing for an independent unit to investigate police misconduct. But Adell said she needs a good relationship with police in order to prosecute crimes. So this was maybe one of the biggest differences between the two campaigns.
Another big issue these candidates talked about was how to approach drug offenses, which make up about half of cases filed with the county attorney's office. And there's some news on this just last night. Just after Adell claimed victory, her office moved to make a major change regarding marijuana laws. Tell us more about that.
Right. Well, Prop 207 passed in this election by a huge margin, and that's going to make recreational marijuana legal for adults 21 and over. And that alone is a huge change because marijuana possession was a felony offense in Arizona. Even though that proposition won't take effect for a few months, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office just last night announced that they're going to start dismissing pending marijuana felonies immediately. They're going to prioritize motions to dismiss for people currently in custody or who have court dates pending. But interestingly, this was a big part of Julie Gunigal's platform. She had said she was going to dismiss these kinds of cases, whether or not 207 passed. So in a way, a big part of Julie Gunigal's platform will go right into effect, even though she's the one who conceded the race.
And one other thing we should note, sadly, here, Alistair Adell actually was hospitalized this week. What do we know about her health situation right now?
That's right. Unfortunately, Adell underwent emergency surgery on election night. She fell and hit her head, which led to bleeding in the brain. She's reported to be recovering and in stable condition, and we don't know much more than that. But her family has issued statements thanking everyone for privacy and for support through what must be a very scary situation.
Most definitely. All right. That is KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young joining us this morning for the latest on the county attorney's race. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.